It's been fun again. So much laughter this time. They are already, you guys are already showing your true colors that you are clowns. Hi guys, welcome to another episode of No Filters with Barry. Today, we are on the segment of the podcast, Goal Line, which is the segment of the podcast that will talk about the sports scene, international football, European football leagues, and what's bubbling in the sports scene generally. I'm with my co-hosts. You've met them before. My guys, they are back here.
Hello, everyone. I'm here once again. It's your boy, Lexi Fadeju.
What do you do?
And I'm here on No Filters with Barry to discuss the UEFA episode with you guys.
Guys! I know you can feel the excitement in my voice, and that's because I'm so happy to be back here on the show. This is Dola Day.
Alright, let's go! On this episode, as Alex said, we'll be talking about the UEFA Champions League. Talking about the UEFA Champions League from the beginning, not like beginning, but who has been making noise this season, 2023-2024 season, and the top performers, the pretenders, and the real contenders. I think they are up to the last 16 right now. They've played the first leg of the last 16, so we should be able to do the recap up to that point. So to begin with, let me start with the last season winners, Manchester City. They had a beautiful showdown with Inter Milan last season for the final. But this season, the whole bracket of teams will remain for UEFA. Who if you say if you beat Man City? Who if you owe them?
Madrid.
Now your cheat code be that. Now first thing to go to. Apart from Madrid, who if you say if you owe them?
Inter said no bad.
PSG,
if you try.
PSG.
PSG. What?
Honestly, we'll get to that point. So the most notable teams that are back in the Champions League or coming for the first time in the Champions League are number one. We welcome back the Gunners. Arsenal, welcome back. How has it been so far for Arsenal? So after a long time, it was like, How many years since they've been in the Champions League last? I think it was that season that Alex Sanchez was still there.
Yes.
Alex Sanchez was still there.
It was 2017.
So over 7 years. Chai of no Champions League football. How's their performance so far? They don't come up for their group now. They're in the last season. Last 16.
Now they're top their group. They perform well. Better goals. They scored goals.
But they lost the first leg of last season. So let's continue with the trend of Premier League teams. We don't touch Arsenal. Now let's go to my team. I'm sad again.
Are you sure you want to mention that team?
Now what are the reasons? I'm considering if we should talk about them or not. Should we?
We have to.
We have to. Do we really have
it's
to?
It's important.
It's not necessary.
Do we really have to? Okay, let's go. Manchester United. Yeah! Source of joy and also a big source of sorrow for all their fans. As my guy would say, he said Manchester United's subpar, abysmal, catastrophic and erratic performance. You go not say this person goes. You like say that forestry the person study.
Stop out.
So many big words like the trees. Waiting they saw for Man U, actually, I was very sad. Like Galatasaray, they lost to Galatasaray.
Copenhagen.
How? See, the Galatasaray own. Now they pay me pass because that match Ojon gave his best.
Yeah.
And I was expecting that we don't win this match. Mm-hmm. Then Onana came.
Oh, Nana.
The return of Nana, bro. I swear, give them the little house. Then I 3-3 or 4-3. 4-3.
That one Old Trafford. No, the first leg was 4-3.
And the second leg.
Wait, okay, 3-2.
I beat them now.
You don't beat Galatasaray at all. Manchester United finished number four.
I don't know.
Yeah. Am I the last one?
Am I the last one, bro? You didn't want.
Wow, in a group that Galatasaray is in Copenhagen. So, waiting Newcastle, where the group of death supposed to do?
Newcastle
save. Now they're in group now.
Why? Honestly, if you look at Premier League, in my opinion, Premier League is not particularly the number one league in the world again, because like teams coming from the league to Champions League, they haven't really been performing except Man City and Liverpool these past 5 years. So, but most teams coming out of Premier League, they flop for Champions League. But in my opinion, I still feel like Newcastle performed way better than Manchester. If you look at it,
yes, they defeated PSG.
This is their first year in the Champions League ever, or in a long time.
I think in a long time.
So as we were saying, Premier League in general has been underwhelming, aside Man City, but the other teams representing Premier League, they are nothing to write home about. If you look like in comparison to other leagues like La Liga now, we have the king of Europe in La Liga already, Real Madrid, and this rumor that is circulating about Kylian Mbappe are already agreeing to going to Madrid. That news is devastating for the whole of Europe. In it, what do you think? Does it really make sense that Mbappe is going to Real Madrid, or is this something that the whole of Europe should prevent? Because from what I'm hearing, the president of France has requested an audience with Mbappe again, in conjunction with the king of Qatar. Now it's not only France, because I think the last time it was like 200 acres of land that they gave him back way to stay in for France before he stayed. Yes, now
wow,
guy, they play now. I don't know, say like they're about to give him a
half of France
to stay again. But I don't think he will be staying this time.
I don't think he should.
I'm not sure.
I don't think he should.
He has made up his mind, but it's something that I feel Europe should like ban.
They shouldn't allow it.
It's not meant to happen.
But the thing is that it's not a law of these clubs that even have, like, let's say, the revenue or the capital to even go after
Mbappe. Have the money.
I hear say he would have loved to play for Liverpool because of... did I just say Liverpool? Arsenal,
sure.
He would have loved to play for Arsenal because of Henry. Like, he's a big fan of Henry and he would like to follow Henry's path. But the thing is, Arsenal not getting money. So as I was saying, in La Liga teams are way more exciting in the Champions League so far. I think Real Sociedad that came out of nowhere and they've been like blistering everybody.
They top their group.
Who followed them? Their group.
I'm Inter.
Seriously,
bro. Wow. Inter, their group.
Well, like waiting them play for like their first leg of last season.
PSG defeated them 2-0.
Do you see PSG winning that tie?
Definitely.
There's no money in PSG now. Who the PSG aside from Mbappe? This Dembele, has he been playing? Is it not just injury that he has been
seeing? He's been playing. I think he's been fantastic.
Fantastic,
yes.
Alex, have you been seeing or hearing anything about Dembele? Usman Dembele.
Yeah. That was before. Is he on injury?
No.
He's playing.
Yes.
None of them see him or hear anything.
They watch their match.
They watch their match.
Maybe they watch them, but for champion, like, and they see him now. Maybe they perform. And besides, Naing go take the rain. Mbappe don't they come out.
So Dembele take the rain.
Yeah, he's about to crumble.
From top to bottom. Give Dembele PSG.
Bro.
Then I joke.
He has no choice. The guy has carried the.
That must now.
Ramos.
Ra?
Abramo.
Ramos.
Which Ramos?
Okay.
Ronaldo.
Gonzalo. Yeah. Gonzalo. Yeah. I don't think so. That guy said he never bought. Like, he never bought the way he bought for Benfica.
That kind of thing.
Mbappe now.
Mbappe. That's it. Okay, okay, okay.
Mbappe is still there now.
Hey, you don't really mean that. The guy is 9 now.
9, exactly.
So, I mean, he can be a star man.
I think when he was at
Barcelona,
he carried them quite well. No?
No, not all the time. Sometimes.
They should.
When he has backup now.
When he did mood.
When Messi come out.
Yeah, nah.
After Messi come out, now then Billy carry them now. He gets some time, he say he carry them, but he's happy say.
No man.
Then Billy now. They seem to know to
playful.
Be
playful.
They seem to be back to his FIFA.
Back to FIFA.
So Italian teams, which me, I don't fall in love with for a while now.
No,
like the league in general.
General.
A lot of people have this misconception that Italian league is very defensive. But the truth is that in the past 2-3 years, they've actually evolved from ultra defensive to like really nice offensively stacked team. I think Inter's journey to the Champions League final last season is a testament. If you look at their game, it's not only about like defense.
That game was all about Onana.
Onana!
Yeah, Onana tried that, yeah.
It was the best.
Saving.
He saved. He has clean some crazy saves. Yeah, but that's what you get when you play for Inter. When you keep for Inter, bro, the defense.
They have a solid defense, but yeah, the defense. What my eyes has been on, especially last season, was their offense of Lautaro Martinez, Çalhanoğlu, Mickey.
Mkhitaryan,
and this Barella, their midfield safe. Barella is, I think, he's one of the most underrated midfielders in Europe. He doesn't get talked about enough. No,
definitely.
But is he not that good? I think he's
very,
that good.
Like, he's very good. He's very good.
Honestly, Inter is stag. AC Milan has been impressive too. Rafael Leao, beautiful player. Not this season.
They are very poor this season.
Say not this season.
Along with Napoli.
Napoli save not this season. When Napoli started from Champions League and now they are in Europa.
But... No, they are still in the Champions League.
Okay, last 16.
Yeah, now they played Barcelona.
Wait, 1-1.
Osimhen, back from AFCON.
Back from AFCON.
Yeah.
Big bang. It's called that trick this weekend now, I swear.
Against that backup, the goal was crazy. You had to body that Martinez.
Bro, that guy didn't stress out. Chabobo boy.
That kind of thing. I think this is the opportunity for us to express our feelings about losing AFCON.
Oh.
It was a very painful experience for me, I cannot lie. I think now we can all say the truth and speak our mind. The Nigerian national team, they play like champions, like they set their mind on winning, but they didn't play any impressive or beautiful football for the whole of the tournament, except Osimhen's pressing. I loved watching him press throughout the tournament, but overall, no, I did not see any link up play or chances creation, especially the midfield. The midfield was very poor. Ademola Lookman was an hustler that also doubts almost all his goals, every single goal in that, except for the one Osimhen also for him. So the goals we had in the tournament wasn't even as a result of, let's say, simply link up play. It was like also Jagba 1-0, yeah, no delay. Everybody go
ahead. That
was a killer because we had nothing to offer in that final.
Yeah, but besides, like, those guys don't tire. An extra time we play against South Africa now.
That kind
of fatigue.
They started defensively.
We didn't even have any like tactics or anything because against South Africa, those guys bored us. They are midfielders.
Yes, they are midfielders. Outplayed.
They dominated us totally.
Outplayed.
Onyeka, all those
from
guys.
From the first match,
we outplayed.
We've been defensive.
So it's as if we don't have any six or
I saw tactics in those South Africa guys. The first switch from team play in the middle to long balls. There was a time they were longing the ball and it was getting to their striker. But they didn't utilize it.
We've been just the ride the wave. My own energy was that we are not playing great too, but as we are winning 1-0, move even just rough and win the AFCON. He goes sweet me. I wanted Osimhen to win the AFCON. Every match I was waiting for him to score. South Africa match. When he scored, I was so happy. Then I saw
them go again.
Fuck.
No,
remove the goal and immediately gave them penalties. So that's not about AFCON, man. We are pained. I'm still pained anytime I think about it. Saying, I don't think we can, even no matter how poor English league is performing, I don't think they can be as low or as poor as the number one farmers league in the world. Is this a Paris league? the PSG league. Even their leader, the leader of that league, couldn't even top their UEFA Champions League group. First of all,
how stacked they are, Mbappe.
Are they really stacked?
They are not stacked.
PSG. Anymore.
The
not if it was last season, they are stacked. But this season.
Last season with Messi.
And they are stacked last season. Messi, Neymar. They still have Neymar. They had Ramos in their squad.
And they didn't still win it. Messi didn't do it. Who is Mbappe? To do it alone.
Mbappe cannot do it alone. He can only try.
Not for Messi.
Especially when you have. In the same league that you have Man City and Real Madrid, and I want Mbappe to single-handedly carry, he could just grow hunchback. I swear, oh my, you're killing us last year. I swear. So I don't even like talking about French league. That's never been exciting to me. It's like Nigeria Premier League.
Never show it on USC.
Show it why. Show it why. So far in the UEFA Champions League, who are your top performers?
Saka has been really, really good this UEFA Champions
League. How many goals in it?
He has like 3 goals, 4 assists.
4 assists?
Yeah.
Wow. That's impressive, actually.
Haaland has 5 goals too.
Yeah, I'm not surprised Haaland is a top performer, actually. Yeah, sure. He won UEFA Player of the Year last season. Yeah. So, I think the spotlight is only begin to perform again and carry his team to the final. Alex, who are your top performers?
Top performers, I'll go for my boy, Oilon. My
the
boy.
Team that carried forth.
He was a top performer.
So only Man U, not in UEFA generally.
But I'll go for Griezmann. I think Griezmann has 5 goals too. Then maybe Kane. Or folding.
Maybe Kane.
Yeah.
That takes me to the question. Bayern, contender or pretender?
Pretender.
Bayern right now, they are jokers.
Jokers.
God, no. So we can all conclude now that the Kane curse is real.
The Tottenham curse.
Is it Tottenham curse or Kane's curse?
Tottenham.
Shaking the league mania because Tottenham.
Once you play for Tottenham,
we cannot win a trophy. But Babatov won trophies with Man United.
Bale self.
So he's not Tottenham's cause.
Son self still never win trophy now.
He's still in Tottenham now.
Man, you come out first. Go maybe back out, Man U.
I said, but honestly, if someone come Man U, better Rashford, better whoever.
Far better Rashford, that fucking hell.
Okay, PSG contender or pretender?
Pretenders, bro, they are going out in the next round. PSG,
next round, that's the quarter final. You are sure that you will pass this last of 16?
Last 16.
Mbappe is just waiting for his transfer. Doesn't care again.
Nothing more.
If they know offer him. If they know offer him 3 islands for Qatar. I'm always going to say no to islands on Qatar. And they go.
We island in Qatar winning Ballon d'Or.
Okay, let's do this. Real Madrid, contenders or pretenders?
Bro, winners. Number one. Winners.
Say that way, winners chapel, which one?
Wait till you they talk.
Use no.
I beg. Okay. Man City.
Bro, contenders.
Yeah,
definitely.
Okay, let's do this. Let's predict
top two.
The UEFA Champions League final. Who are we playing final?
I know for sure Madrid will enter the final.
For sure.
Are you sure?
I'm 100% sure. The only obstacle is if they pair them together with Man City.
It's part of it now.
Will they or will they not?
They will. Even right now, I don't think Man City can hold Madrid. You won't argue.
Yeah, for me, I'll go for Inter.
To reach final?
Yes.
Again, this season.
Possibly they'll reach it again. With the way they are playing.
Yeah, Inter contender or pretender?
Contender. Top 3 contender. Contender.
Nice. Nobody don't talk the final.
The final, I think Madrid, Inter.
So you are saying Man City is not going to be the final this season?
Up. I don't think
they'll
so.
Fuck up. Yeah. Madrid, Inter.
Let's see how that plays out. My money will actually be on Real Madrid to enter final, even though they don't have any talent. They have a talisman this time, so that's why my money is on them to enter final, because Jude Bellingham is here for you. And by next season, when Kylian Mbappe is here with them, we now know the whole of Europe is in trouble. It's in trouble. But player of the season. When you guys are talking about the top performance, no one mentioned Bellingham. What are you guys doing? No one mentioned Bellingham. He's been one of the top performers too. Hope so you now know.
So Champions League.
Now it's not about goals. You want to go confirm the goals and assist them.
I want to check now. So what are you performing? That's 4 goals, though.
See, you don't doubt. I tell you, he's a person that top performer all across. He's a potential Ballon d'Or winner by the end of this season already. I swear. Okay. Damn. Prediction. Let's round it up with this prediction. Who is going to win the UEFA Top Player of the Year by the end of this season?
UEFA Top Player. I'll go with Haaland again.
I'll go with Bellingham.
Bro. That's a tough one.
That's a what?
It's a tough one.
Eh? Tough one.
I know. This I will go with Haaland.
No, why we say Saka top player? You know why? That's why they come out now. No, I just
Okay. One question. Arsenal, contender or pretender?
Clowns. Fucking clowns. No one me. Saka for me.
This guy finished me. Okay, you do not think Saka is caliber of player to stand side by side with Jude Bellingham and
no, stop that, bro. See that name, say Saka.
No,
Saka
boy.
Is a fantastic
top player. Yes, there's level to this shit. There's level to this shit.
But they have Odumodu Black.
Odumodu Black. I swear he's playing with top players of this ever. Everywhere he looks, there is quality.
Gabriel. What's his name?
Gabriel.
Waiting them to do for Porto. If to say now Madrid go meet Porto for us. Now waiting Madrid go do be that.
Can't say now.
You can't say what?
Look at this thing too. At least Madrid, they played 1-0 with Leipzig. Well, we'll see the second leg now.
Bro,
I'm thinking I'm turning
up. Banabal, nothing
go
Banabal. Nothing go turn up.
I think Bellingham, one of the reasons why I love Bellingham is that is, should I say charisma or the way he actually carries that superstar stuff and the responsibility on him. If he's at home at Bernabeu, every time he scores, he opens his hand and he's like, I'm showing you people, I'm here for you. I tell you, it's going to be a bloody time, like the end of times, the end of days for Europe, the moment when Kylian Mbappe links up with the other Galacticos.
But if Bellingham should like not win the Ballon d'Or now,
he's never going to win it again. What's Mbappe doing?
Mbappe.
Now why Bellingham the goal out this season? And now he's the alpha.
He's the alpha of Galacticos.
Bro, the whole arrangements, the whole team formation that Real Madrid is doing, if you look at it very well, is all for Mbappe.
A new Ronaldo.
In new Ronaldo, they've been building the team for him. Most likely behind the doors, every time they are calling for it, you know, he's calling him, say, my boy, come to Madrid. He'll say, bro, you never get 10. go get me Bellingham. Yes. When you buy Bellingham, come back.
Me.
No, you first have Camavinga. When you get Camavinga, call me.
He will score a lot of goals. With Bellingham, Mbappe, Rodrigo. These guys will cause destruction.
Destruction. That's why I said it's the end of times. Okay, guys, we have come to the end of this episode. It's been fun again. So much laughter this time. They are already, you guys are already showing your true colors that you are clowns. Well, we'll see you next time. This has been fun. See you guys later.